Hey guys, and welcome back to the Marketing Ninja Podcast. My name is Adrian Hernandez, and I'm one of the content directors here at AGM Marketing in Largo, Florida. Recently, in this podcast, we've been posting snippets from the Social Marketing Hour podcast, but due to popular demand, we will now be posting the full episodes. And this episode is titled Grab Attention, Build Relationships with Jorge Torres.
All right, so we have another Social Marketing Hour today, and I'm excited about this one. Very, very excited because this one is from somebody that I have very close to my heart. This individual is somebody that I admire and I respect. And I can tell you that he's at the top of my list when it comes to people that I believe are incredible and geniuses and many, many different adjectives that I can tell you about. And I can tell you really fast, very shortly, what this individual is and what he means to us. His name is Jorge Torres, and he is the creative director of our YouTube channel and of our brand in general. And he's been a part of our world for a long time. He's actually been working for our company more than I have been working for it myself. He goes way back. We got a lot of stories to talk about with him. But along the way, he got really close with my father, which led towards them after doing a lot of things. I'll let him tell us a little bit about this adventure. They together created the YouTube channel, the content for it, that is the what we call Metabolismo TV. And this individual is potentially the one person in this world that I believe has a creative mind and a creative eye at the top of the food chain more than anybody else. I've been wanting to have him on the show for a long time. He's also my I guess we could call him my adopted brother. My father adopted him over the years. This is somebody that, again, his language is Spanish, but he speaks good English, and he hasn't done this before. And this individual is quite special because he was the other half in the creation of one of the largest YouTube channels and most successful channels on the planet. He was behind the camera of every single one of the videos that my dad ever made, thousands of videos. Nobody else can say that. My father conquered the world, reach a lot of people, influence millions of people, and he's still doing so every day. And there was one person every step of the way watching my father doing this and guiding him along the way. And that was this individual right here, Jorge Torres. So Jorge, over the years, became my brother because my father was with him all the time. And I started working with my father somewhere around 2013, building our social media channels, strategies, and everything. And because of that, we became accidentally or not accidentally, a sort of a trio in which we were doing things together and creating things together. And it was always us three doing things and moving things forward. But without him, we wouldn't be where we're at today. So without further ado, Jimmy, let's bring our guest of the day, Mr. Jorge Torres, on the camera now.
All right.
Jorge, so good to have you here, man.
So awesome being here, Manuel. Thanks a lot for getting me here. I'm pretty excited to share with you this next 4 hours. No, I'm just joking.
About 4 hours. 4 or 5 hours, Jorge. Okay, that's the goal, all right?
I am truly honored to be here. And yeah, whatever we can share and make this world better, that's what we're going to do.
Well, Jorge, you know, you've been working with this purpose, with this mission, with this legacy for, what, 15 years? 17 years?
I started in 2006.
So we're looking at somewhere around 16 years or so.
2006, it was the year that Frank wrote the book, The Power of the Metabolism, in Spanish, the first version, that I still have my personal copy.
Wow.
And this is the first edition that it's with the handwriting of Frank Suarez, which says to my friend and creative producer, favorite creative producer, Jorge Torres, AKA Jorge Spielberg, with admiration and heart, Frank Suarez. So,
wow.
So this was the year we started to work together with a project. It was Metaboforte, which was a kind of the first type of service on the distance from Natural Slim. It was an experiment, what later became every service to the distance.
What later became really what the company is built on.
Yes.
That's what it was. Originally, my father had a vision to have clinics and have people walking into the clinics. And with time, he kept on seeing how people wanted service, no matter where they were. But Metaboforte was the experiment like you described, in which he was trying to come up with a new concept to be able to service people, right?
And without disturbing the Natural Slim brand, because it was too early to change the concept of service without a clinic, presidential clinic. So right. I started there. And then we kept working together in different projects, TV commercials, lots of TV commercials for Natural Slim, for Metaboforte, which later translate to Relax Slim, then later Natural Slim, and the different books. So and we did a lot of internal content too for the company. And then a few years later, 4 years later, on 2006, then 2010, he brings the idea of doing the Metabolismo TV, which was a YouTube channel.
And I can tell you how that idea came about. You know how it all started also. But Jorge, we can talk about this subject for probably 60 hours nonstop with a couple of breaks for food. There's so much stories to tell. And I want everybody to understand how special it is that we're doing this right now with you, because a lot of you guys have the goal of being able to influence, to create an impact, to grow a business with surrounding your message and your ability to influence people. And I can tell you that what we're going to talk about today is exactly that. We actually accomplished that. Jorge is not out there selling courses. He's not out there trying to be an influencer himself. He's somebody that actually did this thing himself, step by step with my father. And now he's willing to be here with me because he loves me, because we're friends, because he wants to provide value and help. And that has been something that has been very central. The one thing that I can say that Jorge, myself, my father, we had in common above all is that we really wanted to help. Above all, we wanted to create a positive effect in the lives of people. It was never about business above all. It was never about money. It was never a motivation to generate income. It was always a motivation to create impact and create revenue. I have a series of questions that I want to ask Jorge that I believe are going to ask, are going to give you guys a lot of value. But the Metabolismo TV channel, which is a channel that generates at the highest peak. My father passed away 19 months ago. By now, at the highest peak, I think it's 18 months now. At the highest peak of our content distribution, the channel was doing maybe it's close to 40, 50 million views every single month. That content, which is still right now being seen by a lot of people, and the channel is still growing, reaching a lot of people, that content created attention. And that attention helped our business, our brand, which exists in 9 countries, get attention throughout. And instead of us having to have a machine that sells people on things, we have a machine that receives attention of people that want to be a part of our brand. And that is how we... That's the concept of this particular channel content that I actually push consistently. But I'll tell a little bit of the story about how the origin of Metabolismo TV. But this is what I know, and you can compliment it and tell me your side, because you were in the battleground. I was in, when all this got created, I was in the middle of a move to Texas, and we already had Natural Slim USA. We were, Gabby and I, my wife and I, that you know really well, we're trying to like get it off the ground. We're doing different things, book distribution, different strategies to get attention for the Natural Slim brand. And then you guys came up with the concept, my dad did, and it was all from a book from an author that most of you guys know. His name is Gary Vaynerchuk, and the book was called Crush It. And he read the book. Again, you can correct me if I'm wrong on this story. He read the book. And Gary V had a YouTube channel, and the YouTube channel was called Wine Library TV. He felt it was a brilliant idea. And from reading this book, he sent the book to Gabby, and he said, I'm going to get this done. I'm going to do a YouTube channel. No, not a YouTube channel. I'm going to do a channel. At that moment, he had an idea that he wanted to create his own website outside YouTube and just control his own traffic. That was the original idea that later on got changed, maybe a couple of years after the original creation. But that's how it all started, right? That it was his inspiration from this book that led to him being like, oh, wait a second. I think I have a lot of value to give to the world. Let me do a channel, right? So is that what you recall from that era, Jorge?
I got some surprises for you, my friend, my brother. This right here. Yes. This right here. This is not a copy. This is the copy that Frank Suarez got himself.
No way.
Yes. I have been, he gave me this in the process after he finished the book and he made his notes. He brought me on board to start the project on 2010, at the end of 2010. And he gave me this copy and he told me, I made some quote, some highlights. I want you to read it because you're going to help me to do this. So
I got goosebumps right now and I can't believe that you're showing me this. And it almost feels like it's scripted, that you and I coordinated on doing this.
This is not scripted, my friends. On page 30, the title of that chapter is Building My Brand. And in that chapter, Frank Suarez himself wrote, I don't know if you can see it, it was out of focus, but it says, help me here.
Jeremy's going to help you.
Yeah, just zoom in.
I'm dying of curiosity and I got to see what it says. I know Jeremy's going to
just
it.
Zoom in. It's okay. And help me with the focus here.
Okay, there we go. MetabolismoTV.com. MetabolismoTV.com. Wow.
So at that moment when he got this and he went to this chapter, he wrote on top MetabolismoTV.com. And that's the start, the beginning. We're talking about a YouTube channel that has 5.7 million subscribers, and everything start with a spark of an idea. So if you're seeing this content right now, the main value you're going to get on this episode of Manuel Suarez content is if you're interested on building your brand and do content for different platforms, this is gold, all right? So I have different moments that he highlights. So maybe the process, we're going to show different moments that he highlights, some things that he thought they were important and that they were key in the process of creating Metabolismo TV and the success that we already accomplished. Even when he left this earth, we're still accomplishing huge success because the not only this book, because of the passion he brings to the table in creating this brand. And I would say, and you said a few moments earlier, the main fuel that moves Frank Suarez was helping other people. So if you want to create your brand, and if you want to, the number one thing I would say is passion. But your passion needs to be filtered with helping other people. If your motives, your motivation, it's selling, it's money, you are not going to make it because you're going to be out of energy because you're starting with the wrong motivations. So that's how Frank started, and that's how Metabolismo TV started. We really wanted to help. At this moment, this book was already written by Frank in 2006. And then in 2010, we started developing MetabolismoTV.com and we launched it on 2011, February 14, 2011. So yeah, this is the original copy.
And for a whole year, we tried to get attention on MetabolismoTV.com. And
because
it was
started... We started in our own webpage.
Correct. And you started doing TV commercials with my father to promote on television, very old school, MetabolismoTV.com. Is that right?
That was right. And we will get maybe on the top, maybe 3,000 views a week.
Which now we get a minute.
Yeah, we get a few seconds every, I don't know, every few seconds we get thousands of views.
That's right. Well, that's amazing. And I really, really do appreciate that. And I can't wait to see that book so I can go over those notes. If there's one thing that you and I worked very closely with my father for many years, you more than me, actually, because I got into the picture maybe somewhere around 2013, and you were already making a big push in that area. The first ever episode, YouTube episode, was uploaded in my house in Texas in 2012, and you can see the date because it's the public date. I believe it's March 2012. Which is after maybe 6 months of doing content, you already had 200 episodes.
Yeah, we were about a year launch, about a year. And at first, we were a little skeptical of going to the main street, to going to YouTube, because we didn't want people to steal our content. So we used to have a private platform. But the problem was that we thought we were getting the right traffic, thanks to Manuel and Gabi and their persistence, they convinced Frank to put everything on YouTube, and yeah, that's when we started to explode.
We started. We already had like 100 and something episodes at that point, or maybe 200 already, somewhere around there. And we started posting about 10 of these videos a day.
We were about 200 episodes, 208
episodes into it. Now, how many episodes did we end up with, Jorge?
Well, we have regular episodes, Metabolismo TV, it's 2,450 of regular episodes, about maybe 200 live events, and other types of content that uses the main content and recreate new content with the same thing, like 250. So yeah, we are about more than 2,500, 600 content, pieces of content.
So going back to the motivation of help that we have, right? Of being able to influence people. I can tell you, my father was a great marketer himself. Anybody that's watching this video or listening to this as a podcast, you know that that's my thing, marketing. He was a brilliant marketer, but his motivation for marketing was literally being able to influence more people. He understood that marketing was the via towards being able to impact and influence and help along the way. And if he didn't have a brilliant marketing strategy, he was not going to be able to influence and impact and get in front of people. Mm-hmm. And that was that moment right there on Crush It when he read that and he made that little note right there and he said that we got it. Mm-hmm. Wine Library TV was Gary's. He said Metabolismo TV. Got it. And that was the whole that built the organization. If you see the power, if you think about that for a second, how powerful is it that one human being, one person comes up with an idea, and from that we end up building this incredible world around that one idea. Because I can tell you one thing, as Jorge knows, if we take out of the equation Metabolismo TV and our YouTube channel, Natural Slim is probably 98% smaller than what it is today. Simple as that. Yeah. Still what it is today, we have a system in which we give people help, we give them a lot of information, education. We're still doing it with my father's content. And from that, the phone is ringing consistently. And the visitors are coming to our websites because they want to find out how else we can help them. We position our brand as experts and as professionals, and we show people that we actually are interested in helping them and creating an impact in their lives. And that is the beauty of this particular strategy. So, Jorge, I got a few questions. I know you and I can talk about this subject endlessly.
Let's go.
One thing that I can tell you guys, a little fun fact about Jorge. Jorge is the one person that I am a little bit intimidated around.
Gracias.
The reason for that is because he's an intense perfectionist. Intense. This studio that I'm at right now, this studio was created by him. He's the one that put the lights in place and put everything in order. And funny story. I just got to say this, Jorge. Before we opened up this building, I had put a lot of energy. If you guys have seen our building, this building is a big investment, major investment. It looks like a marketing facility.
It's a piece of art
from the floors to the lights to the conference rooms to everything, right? It's quite something. So Jorge comes over here with a couple of our Puerto Rico staff members, a bunch of amazing people, and he's going to spend a couple of weeks building my studio. I had actually hired an artist to build me some desk, and I spent a lot of money. All right. And I'm talking about an insane amount of money. You guys see a little piece of this desk right here. These desks are works of art. So it's spent a lot of money getting two desks for our studio. And I already had this vision and this idea about how this two desks were going to look great in this studio. And I had this L shaped and I was so excited about it. So I put Jorge, and when Jorge runs the show, he runs the show. All right. This is the way it is. So I put Jorge in the studio to work on it. And he spends the morning. I wasn't in the office yet. I was doing some other things. I get to the office, and that other studio is thrown out, almost like it's one of the desks, like if it's at the garbage, right? Like it's not, right? They took it out of the studio. I'm talking about a massive piece of art worth out. Thousands of dollars. He takes it out, and I walk in, and I'm like, what's going on? What is this desk doing out here? And he's like, sorry, it's not going to work. It's too big. There's no space. I simplified it. You got one desk, and that's the way it has to be. And I'm like, I don't take that from anybody. I take it from Jorge. I'm like, all right, if you say so, what am I going to do with this big desk now? Well, okay, I'm going to give it to our CMO. And that's how our CMO, Coach Jorge, got his desk that was supposed to be in here. It's almost like, well, congratulations. You got a fancy desk now for yourself.
Thanks to the other Jorge.
That's right. But he has a standard that is quite unique. And I have learned that. I have learned a lot from you, Jorge. Probably more than what you have learned from me. And I appreciate that.
No. So we're still learning.
So listen, I don't know if you have gotten the time to look at what you have been responsible for together with my father. It was a team over the years, right? Like, obviously, I got really into growing with you and working together and distributing the content and doing strategies and everything. But you and my father, you guys were putting in the dirty work for years, right? And getting this going. Have you ever sat down and looked at how many views Metabolismo TV has generated in the history of the YouTube channel? Do you know?
Nope, I haven't checked that.
It's a little shocking.
Okay.
You are very close to getting to 1 billion views.
Wow.
With a B.
Wow.
At this point, we are at 841 million views generated in Metabolismo TV's 10-year history.
Wow.
Before the year is over, you will be either very close or at 1 billion views on this channel. 1 billion. It's a big deal. Wow. You know how many hours your content, my father's content, has been watched on Metabolismo TV?
Nope, I haven't checked lately.
Check this out. 84 million hours of content that you recorded with my father, that you edited and posted, has been seen by the world. 84 million hours. You know how many lifetimes that is? It's a lot of lifetimes. It's a lot of human life right there. Do you know how many subscribers we have? You know that one. That one you know.
Well, yeah, we are close to 5.7 million
subscribers.
That's right.
So we are, Metabolismo TV has the 15th largest health and wellness channel in the country. 15th largest. And I would say that it's probably the number one in the Latin American world. 5.695. million subscribers and still growing. Still, I don't know if you you recall, you probably do, our first celebration somewhere in 2015. My wife and I. Remember
when we celebrate the 100,000 subscribers?
Correct. After 3 years of consistent content, and this is something that is important for everybody to understand what it really takes, right? If you really want to go down this route, don't start thinking that in 2 or 3 months you're going to be able to get there, right? It is a long-term game. But in 2015, we celebrated after 3 years, almost four, of creating content consistently and posting it and uploading it and optimizing it. And my dad was a great content creator. We celebrated 100,000 subscribers for the first time. That was 4 years. Now, Jorge, how long does it take us to get 100,000 subscribers?
A month.
1 month. Every month we get 100,000 new ones, right?
Yes.
So that being said, Jorge, what do you think a person going down this route should be prepared for? Is there such a thing as overnight success in this area?
I would say the reason why Metabolismo TV was successful is because, number one, Frank Suarez was passionate about the topic. So this is the thing. Before Metabolismo TV, Frank Suarez already wrote Metabolismo TV, which later, this is the new version, because, you know, thank God we changed the cover to make it more appeal to the rest of the world. And this, yeah, anyways, before we started the channel, this already happened, which means, and I'm going to give one step back, okay? Before this, Frank Suarez himself fight with overweight during his life. So he tried a bunch of different diets, a bunch of different methods, and in the process, he studies a lot to get himself better, to lose that weight, and then people start to ask him, what do you need to lose that weight? So the thing is, he got very, very good and very passionate in his topic. Why I'm saying this? Because a lot of new content creators and a lot of influencers now are trying to, they start with the idea, I want to open a YouTube channel, I want to be an influencer, but they don't have a message, a purpose, and the expertise. So before you do anything, you need to be very passionate, not because you want to be an influencer. You need to be passionate with your topic. So if you have a company that, I don't know, it's a travel agency, you need to be very passionate about traveling. And you need to know a lot of stuff about cruises and about airplanes and about hotels. And you need to fly a lot. And you need to live. This has to be part of your life before you start doing anything. Manuel, do you remember which year Natural Slim was founded? It was like 25 years ago.
2001, I believe. We celebrated 22 years at some point this year. It was either 2000 or 2001.
Natural Slim started 2001. So what Frank experienced with himself was maybe 2 years before that. So when we started Metabolism TV, he already passed 10 years of experience and expertise. So when you're very passionate and you have your purpose correct aligned, which is helping people, why do I say that? Because if you want to make money, you're going to compromise the value of your content. The reason why Metabolismo TV has been so successful is because he took everything he knew in his practice on Natural Slim. He wrote it on a book. You know, many people said to Frank, why you are put all the information on the book? If you put all the information on the book, nobody will need you anymore. But because his motivation was to help, he put everything he knew in his book. And then when we started Metabolism TV, he started to give all the information away. And not only that, you will hear him saying, in Natural's name, we use this product called blah, blah, blah. But if you don't have a natural slim around you, you can go to the health food store and you can buy this product that needs to say this on the label. And this is how the characteristic, and this is the way you're going to take it. And he gave all the information for free.
It's funny how one of the questions that I have for you, Jorge, was because I made a series of questions knowing what you guys did together and what he did, the way he did it. Because I know you used to guide him a lot in the content creation. I know that as a fact. But one of my questions was, how does a content creator like him get to a point where he sells without selling, right? Like, and you just mentioned the perfect example, because he really meant it, right? Like, he really said, look, if you don't have a natural sim nearby, you can get an XYZ, right? But my dad was an expert at selling without ever being a salesman.
And this is the thing. And the Gary Vee book says, money follows eyeballs. Page 43. We're not giving extra credit to Gary. Thank you, Gary. But Frank highlighted that part. Money follows eyeballs, because you're just helping people. And this is the thing. Do you know how many people have lose the weight only with the book or only with the Metabolismo TV channel? Thousands of people.
A lot more than what we have actually made clients.
So we have been helping all of these people. So now you have thousands of people that trust Frank Suarez, that trust Metabolismo TV, that trust Natural Slim. But there are a lot of people that start doing what's in the book or start doing what it's in Metabolismo TV. And halfway there, they see themselves as they has a slow metabolism and that need help. And where they're going to seek for help? On a natural slim.
That's right.
So helping, it's like you're trying to sell so hard that you get to sell, I don't know, 10 lollipops. But if you help thousands of people for free, then you might sell 100 lollipops. And this is different, because one, you're trying to sell and push your content, but on the other hand, that what you're going to achieve by helping people, by giving free information, it's amazing. And it's a snowball. It's a snowball. Channel keeps growing. More people keeps adding to Natural Slim. So it's a snowball that keeps growing and growing and growing. All of those, more than 2,000 episodes, still in YouTube and in different platforms, and still helping people. A video that it's like 8 years old, 10 years old, it's still relevant till today. And it's engaging with new audience that were not overweight 5 years ago, but is overweight now. And it keeps growing and growing and growing.
It's amazing. There's something that you said, which is, I believe, is very powerful and very important. You got to have message. You got to have purpose. You got to have experience. All those three things need to be together. If you're missing one of those three things, you're probably going to struggle with the mm-hmm. whole thing. And I like the experience part of it a lot, because if you look at my example, right, myself, as an organization, as a marketing agency, I have accumulated experience building my own brand, helping people build their brands, getting a lot of experience in the area. And by getting this experience, I'm able to actually now have a message, and I'm able to now have a purpose. These things are so essential, and they got to be accumulated. I love how you describe that he spent probably 9 years getting experience obsessively in this particular area before he actually said, you know what, I'm going to write a book. I'm going to do a video blog. I'm going to do all those things, because he had a lot of experience. And I used to tell my father, Dad, would you ever run out of content ideas because you're doing so much? He would be like, never, son. I don't run out. It would not ever run dry. Because and I think that the answer for that, the reason why, when you really can say that you don't run out of content, The reason why you don't run out of content is because you really believe in the message, mm-hmm. and you're really passionate about the message. And because you're so passionate about it, you can keep on talking about it endlessly. We used to complain about my dad, how he didn't do anything else but talk about metabolism, talk about health, talk mm-hmm. about the bodies. That was his conversation. And mm-hmm. talking about other things, you had a very limited attention span in that area. But talking about metabolism, he can talk about it all day long. So the passion was really, really living on him all the time, right?
When do you know that you're ready to start a YouTube channel or whatever stream of giving information for free? Well, I'm going to do reference here again.
And let me just say before you say that, Jorge, right. It's okay for us to give a lot of credit to Gary. A lot, right? You and I, one of our highlights of our life is when we took my dad and my wife and you, and we went over there and we sat down with Gary in 6 years ago now, which is crazy. And we had a 1 hour amazing meeting with him in which he gave us a lot of viewpoint, and we were able to get my father more on board with the opportunities in this environment. And a lot of things changed from that moment. So we most definitely can give credit to Gary, and he deserves it across the board. That's for sure.
Yeah, this is the moment, right?
That's a very special moment. Look at that. What a moment. I have that moment hanging on my wall, as you know, right here. It says, Jorge, my father next to him, Gary in the middle. That's me, and then my wife on the corner. And that was one of those incredible moments that we were already, at that point, Jorge, we were already feeling like kings of the world, right?
It was a hype.
The content was doing well. We probably had 100 something thousand subscribers, right? Somewhere around there. And it was, you know, like, it's a story for another day, but I was able to get that meeting with Gary, and I said, Jorge, you got to come too. Let's go. And it was a very special moment, that's for sure. So we definitely owe Gary a lot, that's for sure. That was a great memory. You know, there's memories that you can, you have a tough time going back to, and then there's other ones that are crystal clear. Man, I have that memory so crisp. Even us in the hotel rooms, right? Like, and just being downstairs and getting ready for those few days. It was very special days in which everything was actually just in the process of getting structured. So it's exciting. Anyways, tell us what you saw on Gary's book over there on your side.
Yeah, when it's, again, my best advice for anybody seeing this episode of Manuel Suarez is how to start creating content and what's the best moment and how to get success, how to be successful creating content for different platforms. So we talk about passion. It's something that, you know, I this morning I just woke up and I want to be an influencer. That's not how it works. You need to dig down what's your passion about. And let me tell you something. There are people that start businesses that are not their passion. They just see money on it. So if you're not passionate about it, don't start to try to do content, because people can sense, can feel, can experience that you're passionate or that you are not passionate. So if you're not passionate, this is not your route. So your purpose, it's need to be rooted on help. And when it's rooted on help, you don't mind giving away everything for free. Understanding that everything you give, it's a seed, and you start to plant a lot of seeds, and in a moment that seed will grow, will be a tree, and will become fruits that now you can eat from that tree. So then you have your passion, you have your purpose, you start building your brand. Everything you communicate needs to be. We said in Puerto Rico that it's in rice and beans, or which means that needs to be very clear.
En arroz y habichuelas.
Be yourself. That's right. And say it as clear as you can. Don't try to look for hard words to try to project yourself of something that you are not. So when's the best moment to start your video? Well, can you think of at least 50 topics that you are amped to write or video about it? Can you think about 50 topics? How do you know that you're ready, that you're so passionate, that you have experience, and you can make a list of 50 topics that you can do to help, to explain, to entertain people? So if you can do a list of 50 topics and they are very good content, different content, now you're ready to start to record yourself. How do you keep recording other stuff or new topics? Well, now you listen of what's trending and you listen what people say in the comments, because most of the content that keeps creating and that Frank keeps developing on Metabolismo TV came from the questions that people place in the comments. So then it's a conversation with your audience, and your audience give you different perspective of the topics that you're talking about. And now it's a nonstop. That's why we get to do over 2,000 episodes, and everything feels fresh. We even visit the same topic 5 years apart, and it end up being another different episode and another different perspective. So when you're ready, can you make 50 topics? Can you make 50 episodes of what you want to talk about? If you have 50, you can make a list. Now you're ready to record.
No, yeah, and I can tell you that I have access to my father's notes. And he used to use something called Evernote. You can use notes, whatever you want. And I'll show you one example over here. He would just write, and I don't think it's zoomed in right now, but he would just write about it and just keep on accumulating subjects. This one, for example, here, we have a little gold mine of information, Jorge, because he was always thinking about what else he could talk about, what other help he could do. So he would pull out his notes and he would say, this is what I want to talk about. And he would write a note. So he would have one note of all the subjects, and then he would have a separate individual note of other details of that particular subject that he wanted to cover. So I can tell you one thing. These people like my father, people like even Dr. Berg that you know, also Jorge, I work with him, they don't do random content. They really don't do. They do it planned. They know exactly what they're going to talk about. I can tell you the other day I talked to Dr. Berg. He is another one that's incredible. He's going to be hitting 9 million subscribers very soon. He told me that he's spending about 8 hours a day in the research of a video. Eight hours. And these videos are like 8 to 10 minutes long. So 8 hours a day to put together the information that he wants to be able to give to people in a way that they can actually absorb it, use it, and see results with it. So 8 hours a day. It's not really random. It's not like, oh, yeah, what do I want to talk about? I want to talk about flowers. All right, start the camera. Let's go. You need to plan out what is the thing, because otherwise people will feel it. That there's the value is really not in it. So you will not be able to capture that attention. So people like my father are a good example of professionals that really ensure that whatever value they're going to give to the world is actually value that they can actually absorb and consume and do better and apply. And it's not really random. It's not really unplanned. And, you know, I know Jorge, you used to see him spend hours sometimes on his whiteboard, putting together exactly what he was going to talk about in that video. Yeah. And when he says, Jorge, I'm ready, then you hit record. And for 8-10 minutes, he's just talking about it. And that video is done. But it's not just like make notes, and then just talk about it. It's like, every single piece of content was actually somehow planned. Is that right?
He invests time outside the studio. He will do his pre-production. And in one day, we shoot at least 8 episodes in one day. But it was a long day. It was a long day. We got lunch at 2 or 3 p.m. I always starve. Because he was hard he was a machine. He just kept producing, and we could film to 7:30 p.m. So in one day, he will spend besides his preparation of the topic the days before, he will spend at least 30 to 45 minutes on the little prep for the episode, the things he will write on the board or the or the or the of or his notes, 45 minutes before to do an 8-minute video.
Wow.
And we usually talk the topic before we started filming. That this was one of the drills that I started. Hey Frank, and what are we going to talk about next? What's the next topic? And he will start. Oh, we're going to talk about thyroid. And what about that? And he will start to explain to me, and I keep asking questions about the topic. And it was a great combination, because sometimes my questions change the direction. Because I usually play stupid when asking the questions, because I start to ask the questions that people might have. So started to defragmentate the topic, you know, keep asking questions, and that was part of the preparation that he got. And when he did that, when we record the episode, everything seems so simple, even when he was talking about very scientific topics, you know, that usually people don't understand.
And that was a part of what made him special, the fact that he would communicate in a way that people could actually, doesn't matter what your education level is, you could sit down, watch the video, and understand the message. So what the like in English, it's layman terms. He would be able to talk in a way that people would not get lost or confused. Mm-hmm. Like sometimes doctors talk, or that is what made him also very, very special and made him reach a lot more people. So it's something very important for you to incorporate in any content creation, that when you're communicating, you're trying to put yourself in the viewpoint of that person that is consuming that content to ensure that they actually are going to understand it. Because us as content creators, my father, myself, anybody that creates content, we sort of take for granted our content, and we believe that everybody needs to know the content, or they should know it. So you start talking and don't realize that sometimes it's above people's head, and you need to bring it down a little bit, break it down, explain things again, and make it very easy for them to digest. Because if you don't, you will lose people's attention. What happens when you lose attention? You're not going to have people that are going to show interest in your brand or products anymore or services, because you lost them along the way. So that is a very vital component in being able to succeed in this particular area overall.
And always give away content or value. Every episode, we started with a problem, the different solutions that the medicine gave, or the solutions that you can find around, and always the path or the solutions that you might apply to get, you know, to get better, or to get healthier, or to lose weight. So always plant yourself, not to entertain only or to give the problem. Always be prepared to give something. That's the thing with Metabolismo TV. You can watch one episode, just one episode, and at the end of the episode, you feel that you have something. You got something that I can do. I now I have power, because now I have that knowledge and a little game plan to be better, to feel better,
right?
To lose weight, you know, and every content needs to be self-sufficient. I don't have to see 5-10 episodes now to understand this content. Every content, it's auto-explanatory. I don't know how to say that.
So it's like one piece of content has a beginning and has an end, and you got the product. And even though there could be other videos that have subjects that are related, or the same subject explained in different videos, that video itself has its own value. It stands on its own two feet, basically. People are not going to be like, wait a second, what else should I watch now, right? So that's what you're trying to communicate, which is it's by itself, it really gives the value that my father maybe wanted to deliver on that particular video, right?
Yes, that's right.
That's great. Well, we got so many stories to talk about, Jorge. I know that, for example, you mentioned your intense days of doing 8 videos in a day and hard, long hours, not eating as much. And because my father was, obviously, he was the executive of the company. He was the president of Natural Slim, growing company for many years. He had a lot of other responsibilities. And it's not like he could just create content all day long. So you guys would just sit down and get 8-10 videos out of the way.
And once a week.
Don't create content for another week, and then just keep them going. I could imagine the day that I called you. I remember that day very clearly. Because I know it's a lot of work for you. It's easy for me to call and say, we should be doing this. It's harder for you to execute on it, right?
So, right.
Like I said at the beginning of the interview, we were a trio, right? Like my dad was the content creator, the genius, incredible, what I like to describe as a content unicorn. They don't really exist much. He was very special. Jorge was the creative mind, the director, the one behind the scenes, always doing all that. And I was a marketer obsessed over attention and distribution and getting the content seen by people and using all the platforms that were available and making a big push. And all those little videos that some people have seen of my father using his phone with a cheap $20 Amazon microphone were things that I pushed. I said, Dad, I need you to give me this. We're going to create different things. And now they have been, those little videos are helping a lot of people. But I don't know if you recall this phone call in which I was working with Dr. Berg already. And Dr. Berg was doing 14 videos a week.
Yeah.
And I called you guys. I actually called my dad first. And I said, Dad, we have a problem. You're only giving me 4 videos a week. Dr. Berg is giving me 14. He's growing much faster. And I believe that your content should be growing much faster. I want you guys to start giving me 7 a week. And you know how it is at first. He was like, and then he's like, okay, fine. Let's talk to Jorge about it. And then we talked to you about it. And I know that probably meant like, damn it, Manuel, that's a lot more work. That's a lot more work for me.
It's almost double.
It's almost double.
Because it's 3 more. So it's almost double the work.
But that was I think that was 2017 when we made that change.
After Maria.
After Maria. Right? And but it was a vital thing. So now that goes, like, obviously, we started catching some fire, like really, really catching some fire, and got to 1 million subscribers. And then we got to 2 or 3 million subscribers. And it was quite explosive shortly after. What would you say would be the content quantity recommended formula for anybody? If they have 50, let's say they have 50 subjects they can talk about. What is the recommended path? We started with 4 videos a week, and we did that for 7-8 years. And then we moved into 7 videos a week, and then we didn't stop. We kept on doing that. What would you recommend to anybody that's they want to get going?
More. Okay. If you want to do 7 videos a week, you could do 7 videos a week. If you want to do 4 videos a week, you can do 4 videos a week. I will say that your attention needs to be more in to be consistent than in quantity. Consistent quality in your content. If you can do 5 choppy ones, but you can really do 3 awesome ones, invest in doing 3 very awesomely and consistent, because once you start to be inconsistent, you will mess up your YouTube or your platform algorithm. Once you stop, you miss the day that your audience is expecting your content, and you start to posting in different times and you don't manage good your schedule, and you stop being consistent, you will damage your algorithm. So I would say, if you can do 1 awesome one, do 1, but once a week, don't fail on that. If you can do 2, do 2. If you could do 3, I would say not everybody needs 7 to grow faster. The moment that we start to do 7, it's because we were in that moment getting a lot of attention. And because we were already on fire, and we were having a lot of attention, putting more fuel or more wood to the fire help us grow faster. But if you are not growing faster, don't stress yourself. Maybe you don't go to push, you don't need to push 7. You just need to invest more in your content and in your audience, reaching and engaging better with them. Maybe you need to rearrange the way you are communicating. So it's not always quantity. I would say invest in quality of your message, quality of your image, and be consistent of what is real for you. If you are getting fire, of course, that if you crank that quantity and being consistent with that quantity, it will give you more fire.
That is absolutely on point, and I couldn't agree more. Number one is consistency, senior to everything else. And I have seen that myself. The one thing that drives me crazy in my own organization is when we start breaking that consistency. And I have seen it destroy our performance and our audience reach in general. We stop posting for some reason, the ball gets dropped and we stop posting a podcast for a few days. It's hard to recover from those things. We have a consistent routine on YouTube and we drop it for whatever reason, somebody got sick. It's hard to recover. Consistency is the one thing that if you break it, it's very difficult to recover from. So that is senior to everything else. So once you have that consistency in place, and you really have to be real with yourself, right? Like, what can you produce consistently? Can you do one a week? Can you do 5 a week? Can you do 5 a month? Whatever. Once you actually have a clarity in regards to what is the thing that you can know and promise and assure that you're going to be no matter what, like you talk about consistency, Metabolismo TV had 7 videos, new videos, and we had a big banner on our YouTube channel that says new videos every day. And you know that video is coming out every single day. The audience knows that video is coming out. Not only the audience knows it, the algorithm knows that video is coming out. It is a combination of both algorithm and audience. You create this thing. It's like going back to the soap opera days, las novelas. Soap operas, if it was an 8 o'clock novela, you knew that at 8 o'clock, it starts. And you have to be on that chair at 7:59 p.m. because that's going to start at 8 o'clock. And if not, this is before the DVR era. You cannot pause. You cannot fast forward. You cannot reward. It's the way it is. So developing that consistency is senior. Second is developing the quantity of that, not the quantity, the quality of that content. And then lastly, quantity. If you have consistency in place, if you have the quality in place and people are liking your content, well, why not add more wood to the fire? Mm-hmm. Make it go more explosive because you already got the formula. People are loving it. People are liking it. They like the quality of it. Let's add some more. And that's going to be fine. More content, as long as the quality is in place and as long as you're consistent, will never hurt your brand.
When we talk about quality, I just want to add something. It's that when we talk about quality, people, the first thing that they think about it, it's the price of the camera and the lenses and the lights and the microphone. When I'm talking about quality, it's two things. Yes, it's the quality video and the camera and the lights, but this is not the most important thing. Quality, it's the quality of your message. It's the quality of your content. It's the quality of the information. It's the quality of your giveaway, which is that piece of content that it overpasses, which is more appealing than your video. Having a good video, it's one thing, and it will help you because it communicates professionalism, but it is not the thing that makes it viral. It's not the thing that is make you catch on fire.
It is a message. Quality.
It is a message. The quality of your message. When we started Metabolismo TV, we started with a handycam, with a very small Canon handycam. The lights that we used to have, which are the same one that is still in the other area. It was a very cheap eBay lights because they were the only thing that we can afford at that moment. They were those technology that it was super hot. They were super warm. So when we turn on those lights, it was like 2,000 watts of lights. You will feel like, you know, these warmers in the restaurants where they keep warm the food.
Where the empanadillas are getting warmed up.
Yeah.
All the fried stuff.
That's right. It was very hot. And Frank loved it because he loved the cold temperature. So we didn't have that much at that time.
That's right.
But the thing that it was consistent was the quality of the message and consistency in the days and the publishing days. When I go on vacation, I need to take my laptop with me and I work during my vacation because the consistency of the channel is the most important thing. I just can't say, hey, I'm on vacation, I'm not going to publish anything for 3 weeks because I need time for my family. Whatever you have built up in the last three months, 6 months, you can put that on waste on 2 or 3 weeks without your consistency. So that's why instead of thinking volume of content, no, if you're good doing one, just concentrate on doing that one awesome.
Wow, this is so valuable. Consistency, I had never thought about that sequence, but that's absolutely the way it goes. Consistency, quality, quantity in that sequence. That's so good. You know, that's a perfect example of that, Jorge, is like, you know, I did a course, which you saw a lot of lessons from this course. I know it was a big course. So I don't know a lot of people that actually finished the whole thing, but that course sold $2.5 million. That one course. Was the quality super high? I used a $20 Amazon green screen bedsheet, right? At that point. And I used a camera, which you yourself, the other day, walked into my office and you said, when all your equipment breaks down, you still don't use it, you use your phone.
That's right.
When your phone breaks down, maybe you use it at that point.
That's right.
You try to get somebody else to use their phone, but if everything else breaks down, then maybe you should use that camera. And that's the camera that I use. So I didn't have quality. This is a course that I did in 2017. And I had a cardboard box. And on top of that box, I put a laptop and I put a boom microphone over my head. And I had a very crappy bed sheet in the back that made it into a green screen and some crappy lights. And that course sold millions of dollars because the content was good enough. The message was good enough. And valuable enough that people would buy into it. Quality is not even remotely connected with the visuals. The visuals are now like important, right? Like when it comes to like the evolution of a company, like you see Jorge right now in this background, it's absolutely beautiful. If you see what this guy does on the live events, it's insane. It is a standard that you don't see, particularly in Latin America. You don't see that standard. We are in a whole new category when it comes to the quality of our sets. This set that you see right here, this is not how we started, right? This is something that evolves. But the quality, the senior thing, the most important thing is that it is valuable and the message is actually something that could be used by the audience and implemented and they can see results with. That's senior. Absolutely. Or I think they got a lot of value. You and I can keep on talking for hours and hours. I'm so excited that I have you here with me. And I'm hoping that a lot of people that are watching this or listening to this, they can get into action and start executing and see some results. I'm seeing, you know, from the content that I do, Jorge, where I still want to be like my dad when I grew up. He's, you know, the level of influence is something that I can just dream of at this point, what he did. So it's a goal for me still to be able to create the impact that he created and he's still creating. Every single day. But the people that I've actually gotten my content, for me, I can tell you, I have a YouTube channel.
I'm growing it. I'm putting a lot of attention on it. I'm trying to create content. My content is a little bit different because my content really is like, for example, this. I'm interviewing awesome people and we create episodes from this. I'm doing workshops and from that we create content and episodes. I'm doing one-on-ones and from that we create content. So I don't do traditional content like my father that he sits down on a camera and just talks to it. I don't do a lot of that. I want to do more of that, but that's basically how I've basically created content around my day-to-day life, which is Gary Vee likes to call that, he called it himself documenting, which I'm just a marketer being a marketer, and then people document around me, and then content gets created for that. What are your thoughts on that particular road that I've taken myself over the years?
This is the thing. Everybody has their own market. The people that you are doing your content, it's a very small niche, because if you compare people that it's overweight, which is 2/3 of the whole world, compared to the people that do marketing and then narrow it down to digital marketing, it's the population is smaller. But this is the thing. You are impacting that population. So when you have clear passion, when you have clear message, when you are in the top of the game, you're not gonna lose. This is one of the things that many influencers and content creators start to feel like they are failing because they are not seeing the growth or the followers or the views grow as they aspire or look at other content creators. And this is the thing. Which people are you impacting? If I do the Metabolismo TV channel, it will apply to everybody to speak Spanish and it's overweight, which is, I don't know how many millions and millions and millions of people. But if I do a travel channel, well, travel have different, it's people that go to Europe, people that like Disney World, people that do cruises. But what if I do a Disney fans channel that will keep narrowing my channel, right?
Right.
So if your passion is go to Disney, don't try to do the traveling channel. If your passion is to, you know, I don't know, golf, but golf in the United States, I don't know. Just keep aiming to your passion, because that will then transform to your business that you are trying to build. So do not measure your success in the quantity of followers or the quantity of views. Measure your success in how that it's translating to your business. How do we know that we are doing good in Metabolismo TV? It's not because we have 5 whatever million subscribers, is because people are receiving help and Natural Slim keeps growing. Because this is the thing. The reason why Metabolismo TV exists is to give power to Natural Slim. Bottom line. The reason why Frank Suarez created the books and we did the YouTube channel, yes, it is to help people. But at the end, it's to nurture the different businesses, in this case, Natural Slim. So for every content creator, whatever you do needs to be aligned with your passion and put the right measures to measure your success.
Amazing. Amazing. Jorgito, we're going to have to do this again. Because we have so much value to give and you have so much value to give. And this is such an important area. That, you know, what we're doing here with this particular strategy is that we're helping people understand what this journey looks like and what the process is so they can start executing on it. Because there's another school
of advertising and marketing that is very reliant on marketing. They rely on spending advertising dollars so they can stay alive. And if they stop advertising, the company dies. In our case, because of this particular journey that we built, we don't depend on advertising. We really don't. Our advertising, you can also say our public relations, is what keeps the company alive. And we mean it, because we really want to help people. And there's a culture in our company of help. Like, anybody that comes to our organization, first and foremost, they generally have an intention to help. Mm-hmm. And from that, we are able to influence people and generate business. But this is a journey that is really powerful. And it has a lot of potential for somebody to do something that goes beyond that one body that they have. Example, for my father, the fact that he's reaching so many people, it was his dream. Every single day, I can tell you, every single day, I still think about him every day, Jorge. I'm sure that you do. He was somebody that impacted our lives very deeply, very, very deeply, yours and mine. Mine for 41 years, yours for 20 years or so. But in my case, I can tell you that his dream was to be able to do something that went beyond his body. He wanted to keep on helping people beyond that one body. And that's what is called a legacy. That's the name of it. Legado, legacy, is what you pass on to a generation from just that one body. It keeps on going down. And what we're doing here with a YouTube channel, with content, with social media profiles, with distribution of a message, with everything that we just went over the last hour and 20 minutes or so by now, is basically this particular legacy that is going to help your organization stay strong, keep on going. And he gave us something that that we're going to keep on using for a long time, because it's a legacy. So if you don't go down this path, this content path, it will make it difficult for you as an organization to keep going once that body stops working for you. So it's a very important thing for an organization to just keep on thriving, not depending on one single person. This content roadmap of getting in front of people, influencing people. Jorge, let me ask you one more question. I know we definitely are beyond our time here, but I think this is extremely valuable for people. Do you think a content unicorn like my father? I actually have gotten to work with a few of them over the years, very special people. Do you think they can actually do this on their own? Or do you think somebody like a creative director like you is actually necessary for this to really work long term? What are your thoughts on that?
As I see the experience of Metabolismo TV and what happened with Frank Suarez, the passion was there and was his passion. The information was his information and his research. But I really need to say that the process of working with him and guide him in the process of communication to the camera was the perfect match for what we have accomplished. We started in 2011, and in 2018, we got 1 million subscribers. And I would say that all of that journey was because this interaction, communication with Frank and me, going alongside. You can do it on your own, but definitely it will be a very root, a better path if you find someone. The reason why me and Frank got very good working together, it's because we have the same purpose in life, which is helping people. I have never worked for Frank for money. It was truly in the same purpose of helping people. Saying that, I mixed my passion with his passion, and that's how we got here. You could try to do it on your own, but it's going to be a very long game. You're going to make it, but definitely getting someone that can join you in this journey of video content that has a few steps ahead in the technical area, definitely, and in the communication area, because it's not just the technical part, it's in the presentation and how to talk to the camera and developing a message, it will be a whole difference. But if you ask me if you can do it on your own, yes, you maybe get to do it, as a lot of influencers that get to do their stuff on their own. But if you get a partner that can be your other part in this journey, it will be a lot better. It will be a whole difference.
Somebody that is feeling responsibility over you and your message and wants to lift you because they believe in that message. Because if that partner does not believe in that message themselves, then it makes it a challenge. So you gotta find that person that truly has a similar purpose, like you shared. They wanted to help, like you wanted to help, he wanted to help. You put that together, and then you become a believer in his message, and you believe in his ability to share that message. And then your obsession becomes, I want to lift you, and I want to get you in front of more people because I believe that doing that is going to help people. That combination is very powerful.
Something great about Frank is that he wasn't a micromanager. He will trust you. So if you find someone that can be on this journey of doing content, you need to find someone that you can trust and really trust. You know, I'm going to trust you in this and just do your stuff, you know? But it definitely, the most important part, it's finding someone that can share your values and can share your passion or your purpose. And prepare to run a marathon. This is not a short sprint. This is a marathon.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I know. I just opened up my drawer because I know how much he hated when you pulled out these little things.
Yep.
And started going over his skin. He absolutely hated it. But he trusted you because he believed in you. And if you said that this little powder of makeup that is supposed to be used by females only is going to make the camera stand out, look better, look brighter. If you said it, that's the way it is. And the reason why I have this here myself is because of you. Because I also hate it. But if you say I got to put it on, I put it on because I trust you. And that trust is absolutely essential. It's really powerful.
Part of the quality, not just the message, which is the most important part, but how everything looks. And that includes, you know, the person in front of the camera.
I must admit that you are the first person to ever put makeup in my face. That's absolutely a fact. And again, it's because of trust. Because if I didn't trust you, I would be like, can you please, like, no, I'm not doing that. But that is absolutely essential. Jorge, it's been amazing to have you here today. Again, I really feel an impulse to make this into a marathon and keep on talking with you.
Yeah, it is fun.
We got a lot of value to share. You are right now in the second floor of our original Natural Slim building. So for those of you guys that are watching this, Jorge is in our studio in Puerto Rico, in our small little deer island. My dad was very passionate about his island, always. No matter how much he expanded worldwide, he always felt his island was his priority. Always, 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 no matter what. And he is close to Jorge, about 10 feet away, is the studio where he created a lot of the content that we have in Metabolismo TV. It's one of my favorite places to visit, that's for sure. And I want to thank you for being with me and becoming my brother over all these years. And I want to thank you for being here and giving our audience value. I'm hoping that a lot of people got value from this incredible interview and they can get to execute on it, because there's a lot of notes. If you have a notepad, take notes of everything that Jorge and I went over and start executing, because the key to success is not just coming up with an idea like my dad did on the book Crush It, in which he wrote down Metabolismo TV, is the actual execution of that idea. That is the key. You can come up, like even Gary himself talks about how ideas are worth nothing unless you put energy behind them. So if you have ideas, get to work, execute on these ideas, and that is where the magic actually comes in. Jorgito, thank you for being with us. You know how much I love you. We're going to have the pleasure again.
All right. Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
All right. Again, we're going to do this again at some point. Talk to you guys soon. Thanks for having me. I'll see you.
Okay, that's it. That's the end of the episode. Thank you so much for watching. Feel free to leave us a review. Tell us how we're doing. And hey, if you're looking for a team that's willing to go above and beyond for you and your brand, go to talktoaninja.com and see how we can help you scale and grow your business today. And hey, feel free to check out the rest of the Social Marketing Hour episodes as they come out every single Friday on the Social Marketing Hour podcast. And like Manuel always says, marketing never sleeps. So I'll see you in the next one.